With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The National Weather Service confirms four tornadoes touched down last Sunday in western South Dakota. Cleanup efforts are underway in Perkins and Custer counties. Houses and sheds received some damage. Some trees were uprooted as well. No injuries or deaths are reported. One horse died. Stephen Esser is the Custer County Director of Emergency Management. He says power lines were damaged and caused a blackout.
I would say over 300 people were without power after the storm.
Power has since been restored. Esser plans to assess damage with a drone.
We're hoping to get some aerial footage from that, and maybe we can do some, guesstimates as far as acreage.
Custer County Emergency Management is compiling the total cost of damage caused by the storm. Governor Kristi Noem has formed a federal political action committee, indicating her growing fundraising prowess and national ambitions. The Republican insists she's focused on getting reelected as governor next year, but her nationwide fundraising network has fueled speculation that she could be eyeing a 2024 presidential bid. Last week, her campaign registered a PAC called Noem Victory Fund with the Federal Elections Commission. Campaign finance experts say the move means the PAC can distribute funds into elections beyond South Dakota and create a pot of money that could be put into a future campaign for federal office. Noem is pushing the state's public universities to bar the teaching of certain concepts of race and racism. She's jumping on a nationwide movement among GOP supporters to keep critical race theory out of classrooms. The governor sent a letter to the Board of Regents, which oversees the state's six public universities. She targeted critical race theory in the Pulitzer Prize-winning 1619 Project. The Board of Regents has a policy of protecting freedom of expression to allow faculty and students to discuss scholarly opinions and conclusions. A lawyer who previously ran a black metal label that included anti-Semitic and white supremacist music is trying again to be admitted to the South Dakota Bar. Aaron Wayne Davis made his pitch to the South Dakota Supreme Court. Davis tried for admission in 2019, but the Supreme Court rejected that application. Victoria Wicks has more of the story for SDPB.
In August 2017, City Pages published an article featuring Aaron Wayne Davis, an intellectual property lawyer in Minneapolis who also ran Behold Barbarity Records. The label offered music with violently anti-Semitic and racist lyrics and merchandise with neo-Nazi symbolism. The article noted Davis also organized an annual satanic music festival in Chicago and that the Southern Poverty Law Center listed Behold Barbarity as an active hate group. Now Davis is 47 years old and says he lives in Custer with his wife and two toddlers. He tells the state Supreme Court that he has practiced law for 18 years with a spotless disciplinary record. He says he regrets that his past music sales have undercut his life's mission to help all people in need.
And I've shown that over the course of decades by helping people in sobriety, helping people on a pro bono basis in my work, and I've represented him on a paying basis. Every conceivable color, creed, religion of every person that's out there.
Davis says he has never personally attacked anyone for racial or religious reasons. He says he has maintained sobriety for years and sponsors others. He had a kidney transplant last fall, and he assists his family, which he says is racially mixed.
I'm not burning crosses and going to, rallies and things like that. I'm living and I never have done anything like that. I live a very family-oriented life, and that's the way I'd like to keep it.
Davis says these factors prove he is of good character to practice law in South Dakota. Justices will deliberate and release their decision at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.